Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to Grenada, Caracou, Piti Martinique, the rest of the Eastern Caribbean. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. Welcome to Inside Finance, where we look at the financial matters of our country and what is happening, including the project. We are looking at some of the major projects today here in Grenada. And with me in the studio is Ms. Margaret Belfon, coordinator of the Project Coordination Unit, and Mr. Ronnie Theodore, portfolio manager of the Regional Disaster Vulnerability Reduction Project within the unit. Those are the two persons with me today, and we'll be looking clearly how are these projects coming along, what are in the pipeline, and how much work is there for Grenadian. When you're talking projects, you're talking work, you're talking money. So we take a word from our sponsors, we come back, and all the builders and the house owners who are looking for some work to do, you better listen to them. You hear what's happening, and you business people, you may be able to plan based on what you hear today. We take a word from our sponsors, we come right back. To all our listeners and supporters of the SGBC radio programs, you can now download the SGBC app on your Android phone. Go to the Play Store and get involved. Listen to some great music, great preaching, summon it. Testimonies, great thing is happening at the sgbcgrenada.com, and the app is available to you. Go download it from the Play Store to your Android phone. SGBC, it is available to you, an app that you can use wherever you are. Music will be available to you wherever you are now. You do not have to wonder, where is the radio? Download it on your Android phone and carry it with you wherever you go. The SGBC app is available to you in the Play Store. Welcome back. I am Stanford Simon, and this is Inside Finance. Now, Ms. Margaret Belfon and Mr. Ronnie Theodore, welcome to Inside Finance.
Thank you.
A pleasant good day. Thank you very much.
All right, it's good to have you both. Mr. Ronnie, let me start with you first. Tell us a little bit about yourself, that these persons know who we are, who they're listening to.
It's a pleasure to be here on this program. A little bit about Ronnie Theodore. Okay, Ronnie Theodore is Grenadian. He is by profession a mechanical engineer with some project management experience. I've been with the PCU for the last 3 years, managing the Regional Disaster Vulnerability Reduction Project portfolio. It's been challenging at times, but it's a rewarding experience also.
Projects is always challenging to manage. So, Ms. Margaret Belfon, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, you've been on this program before, but at least a little information.
Thank you very much, Pastor Simon. Thank you for the opportunity for once again being on the program to share with the Grenadian public what is it that the Project Coordination Unit is doing in terms of implementation of projects.
There you go. All right, go ahead.
My name is Margaret Belfon. I'm the project coordinator of the Project Coordination Unit between the Ministry of Finance. I have been with that unit for the past 10 years. Basically, what we do at the Project Coordination Unit is manage projects funded by the World Bank, Caribbean Development Bank, and other funding agencies. The unit basically manages the financial affairs for projects as well as the procurement management.
Okay.
We work closely with implementation agencies, ministries, and other entities with regard to the implementation of the projects.
So more or less, you are a coordinating unit for projects for the government.
That's right.
Okay. So let me start with you, Ms. Margaret. What are the major projects being implemented now by your unit here in Grenada?
There are two major projects that the unit is involved with right now, and that is the Regional Disaster Vulnerability Reduction Project and a Schools Rehabilitation Project, which is funded by the OPEC Fund for International Development. Now, under those projects, there are various major infrastructural activities that are involved.
Okay, so basically you have two. You have one, the project you're saying, one, there's the schools, and you have what? Some retaining walls and so forth going across the country. Those are the two places that you are in now. Because the question is, what are some of the main projects? If you name them for us, what are some of them?
Well, because we have, under the Disaster Vulnerability Reduction Project, there are a number of major activities.
Right.
And that will include such activities like the Sendell Tunnel, Rockfall Mitigation Project, the Constantine Landslip Mitigation Activity, I should say. We also have some buildings, school buildings to be rehabilitated and rebuilt. There is also the water tanks, water reservoirs that government is collaborating with NAWASA to implement. Also the two bridges, Lands and Harbor Bridge, that will be reconstructed under the Disaster Vulnerability Reduction Project, as I mentioned. In terms of the schools rehabilitation project, although originally the proposal was to do at least 9 schools, but because of costs, the list had to be reprioritized, and as a result of that, only 5 schools are being done under that specific project. There are also other activities to do with assisting the education sector in terms of improving quality, that had to do with the support to students in terms of this the school feeding program, but that had to be revisited, like I said, because of increased costs for some of the activities under the project. It also included training of teachers that as well had to be revisited. So basically, the OFID, the Schools Rehabilitation Project that is funded by OFID, comes down to only dealing with infrastructure upgrading of schools. The other activities had to be left out.
Mr. Roddy Theodore, what is the status of the work at the Sendell Tunnel, and how long will it take? And if you could also tell us about the cost of the project.
Rockfall Mitigation Project at the Sendell Tunnel, it started in August of this year, the middle of August, and it is expected to be completed within 9 months. Okay, and the cost of the project is about $2.9 million EC dollars, and the contractor is Jiangsu Geology and Engineering. Presently, at the moment, we would have removed the vegetation on the rock face, and there also has to be shaping of the rock face to remove any loose material and shape it properly. That will be followed by the installation of a drapery mesh. What's happening right now also is that there is a wall, a retaining wall, that's being constructed at the top of the rock face.
What is that wall for?
That wall is installed to provide some stabilization at the top of the rock face.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There is a wall. There is an existing wall that from the beginning of the tunnel, well, the end of the tunnel, there was a wall that would have started.
Right.
And there was some erosion of that wall. So what is being done is just a continuation of that wall, and just to finish it off and stabilize the top.
Okay, so that would be helped with the mesh that would be pushed.
Yes, and the mesh will then be attached to the bottom of that wall, and it comes all the way down to the bottom.
And that project should take about, what, 9 months?
9 months.
Okay, to finish.
Yes.
tell us about the status of the Constantine landscape. How long will that take to be completed?
Okay, the Constantine landscape project, we're looking at 6 wall sections there, more or less, or let's say 7. That project started in August, and we're looking at completion around May of next year. Again, that's 9 months. It's progressing quite nicely. The cost, you're looking at $4.4 million for the Constantine project. And the contractor there is Quinn Company.
Okay.
Right. They would have made good progress. It's what has been done so far is that the rock face on the opposite side to the landslips on the lower section of the Constantine that has been shaped. Excavations for the walls have been completed. As a matter of fact, the walls are being poured as we speak for the lower section.
Mm-hmm.
Once the lower section walls are completed, the workers will then move to the upper section. Upper section meaning beyond the entrance to the Willis Junction, there are 3 wall sections up there. And a similar operation will happen where you have excavations to do the footing and the erection of the walls.
Okay, so in truth and in fact, that project is ongoing at the moment.
Yes, it's ongoing at the moment.
Okay. I guess there is a lot of work going on there, and the traffic is diverted. The traffic is diverted because?
Yes, the traffic is diverted. The traffic is diverted through the Boca Road. What will happen from time to time is that as the project progresses and it's allowed, the road will be opened one lane, two-way with traffic management. So what you would find, sometimes you go up there during the day and you would find traffic is allowed. But when you have like pouring of concrete or excavation work, it's difficult, so the road will be blocked. And the traffic department of the Royal Grenada Police Force has been working with us all the way through, and they're giving us very good support on that.
Okay, that's very good. I guess they have been working very well to make that happen. Now, the status of the River Road landslip project, where are we with that project?
Okay, that project again is progressing quite nicely. The cost there is just about $2 million EC dollars. The contractor there is Quinn Company. The wall itself has been, the pouring of the wall has been completed. What's happening now is that they are compacting the area between the wall and the road where the excavation was done. And that's progressing nicely. The rock face opposite the wall, that has been shaped a bit. And we're going to have slipper drains and, you know, proper drainage sorted out. So that project is fully on the way. And it started in July and it's a 9-month project. So looking at April of next year for completion. It's progressing quite nicely.
Any of these projects would have the wire mesh? I know you said the shaping of the wall. Would they have the same thing as Sendall Tunnel? Would they?
No.
Okay. No. So there is no. So these rocks are solid. I would guess that's why there isn't any.
Well, the thing is, those two sites, Constantine and River Road, the main focus there was the land slippage. The shaping of the rock came up as a small addition to the work scope, and at that time putting a mesh was not conceived. It has been considered, but at this time we can't say if it is going to be done or not, because we have to manage the project
and cost. Right, cost is always an issue.
Cost is an issue.
All right, listeners, I'm speaking here to Ms. Margaret Belfon, the coordinator of Project Coordination Unit, and Ronnie Theodore, Portfolio Manager within that same unit. There is a lot to have been said, so we take a word from our sponsors, we come back, and I'll be asking her about that. Also, we're talking about the pipelines, what is going on with that.
In these troubled times, you need to wrap yourself around your faith and let your faith protect you. That's why we at the St. George's Baptist Church offer you a spiritual home and an extended family. We're not just a church. We're a community of believers who encourage and support your spiritual growth.
You gotta have hope. You gotta have something.
You're personally invited to our Sunday service at the St. George's Baptist Church at Springs. For prayer, encouragement, and worship, call 440-6325 or 409-1533. Find your way home. Don't stumble in the dark.
And who will save your soul if you won't save your own? And never, I know.
Welcome back. It is good to be with you today. This is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. With me is Miss Margaret Belfon and Mr. Ronnie Theodore. They all form the coordination unit here within the Ministry of Finance. What can you tell us about the Hubble Bridge that fell not too long ago? We had the Prime Minister of England visiting. He went to see the Prime Minister, took him there to look at the bridge. What can you tell us about that bridge?
Okay, the Hubble Bridge, if I should use the term, it seemed to have fallen coincidentally, because under the RDVRP, one of the projects to be done is the reconstruction of the Hubble and Lance Bridge. So as a matter of fact, when we got word that the bridge had fallen, we were getting prepared to go out for tenders the following week. Okay, so we are in a tendering stage. As a matter of fact, we had our pre-bid meeting last week, and what we are anticipating is to have a contract signed as early as January, if all the approval processes go well. So that bridge is to be reconstructed, as well as the Lance Bridge. Right. Those bridges were designed some time ago. The designs were reviewed by a consultant out of Spain, INES, and so we are currently in the tendering process.
Right now, you cannot tell what it would cost until you get back the tendering. All right, and basically that you don't want to put a card before. Before the horse. With that in mind, I guess now the question is: what other projects do you have that is in the pipeline and that would be coming up? What other things are you working on? What other things that the public should be thinking about, contractors should be looking out for? If there's any projects you could talk to us about.
Okay, projects in the pipeline. I would just also want to mention the two projects or two water storage tanks that are currently being constructed, erected. And that is in collaboration with NAWASA. NAWASA will be the beneficiary of those two water tanks. One of those tanks are located in the old Wester Hall location. It's a 300,000 gallon storage tank with pipelines running all the way to the Sherman Valley pumping station. There was also a tank erected at the observatory water storage site. It's 250,000 gallons tank, and that project is nearing completion. We are hoping that it can be completed before the end of the year. In the pipeline, we also have infrastructural development at the Lasages and Bushaju resettlement communities. These are the households that were relocated from the Pandi, Mount Pandi area some time ago. We expect to have contracts signed for those two projects before the end of November, and site handover and mobilization by the contractors, of course, in December. There are also two schools to be rehabilitated. That's the St. Patrick's Anglican School in Sauteuils. Some rehabilitation work has to be done there. And then there's also the reconstruction of the Holy Cross RC School in Munich. We are hoping to have the contractor for the St. Patrick's Anglican School on board for sure before the end of the year. And the Holy Cross contractor maybe a little later on. We are still awaiting some approvals for that. What I also want to say is that all of these structures are being done with climate resilience in mind. Hence, the project being the Regional Disaster Vulnerability Reduction Project. We also have the construction of the Kajona home for the aged. All right, that, however, is going to come sometime later on. We are still in the process of planning for that.
So generally, you think at this point, there is sufficient projects either going on or in the pipeline that have created employment?
Well, based on what I'm seeing, I would say yes. Yes, there is some employment being created, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what the perspective look like outside of the project that you now have? Are you seeing there other projects that are on its way? Based on when you look across the country, some of the things that need to be done. Although I know that we are in this phase where we're creating the homegrown projects and everything is managed very tightly. Mm-hmm. What are the possibilities or other projects beside those that you mentioned there? Is there other things that we're bidding on, outside asking for money for?
Okay, there is some additional financing to the RDVRP that was just added. That additional financing primarily will deal with water resource management. The idea there is to do some capacity building within the forestry department. For instance, one of the sub activities would be to build a nursery to increase the capacity. Also looking at some training and capacity building within the unit. There is also the need to do a LIDAR survey, and that LIDAR survey really looks at doing a topographical survey of the entire island, Grenada, Carrickwell, and Petit Martinique, mapping out certain important data. Also bathymetry survey, which more deals with the coastline and the water area. So those are some of the activities. These, however, these are not civil works. These are more consultancies that are to be done.
With all of it, did geothermal, do we have anything to do with that?
No.
Okay, that's another unit. That's Mr. Ogeson.
Yes.
John Ogeson.
Yes.
That's his unit.
Ministry of Energy.
Okay, all right. Okay, then, any final thoughts? So I don't know if you have anything you want to share.
I just want to thank you once again for the opportunity to be on program. And I also want to take the opportunity to extend our thanks to the DGN, to the motoring public in particular, for their understanding with the inconvenience posed by some of the rerouting and traffic diversion that had to be implemented to facilitate some of the projects. Thank you once again.
Okay, I also want to echo the sentiments of Mrs. Belfon. We want to again thank the public. We know it's an inconvenience, but it's all for the greater good. And we hope that you continue to, bear with us in this time. Thank you very much.
Okay, you heard it there from the two individuals. Talking about projects is always challenging, right? It's not flowing. It had to do with figures. You had to do with trying to coordinate what to say and what not to say when it comes to... because you're in this position of the project that you have. It may be underway, it may be out for tender, you're managing that. But at the same time, I think what you're doing is critical. For all the projects, we have the schools, which is critical, the retaining walls, the landslips that you're trying to fix. Those things are critical. So your unit really helped bring projects to Grenada and to enable us to have what we have today. So I want to thank you for the hard work you all have been doing, and we've seen the result of the hard work. If we don't see you, but we see what you're doing on the ground. there is, and as you said, the traffic, we need to be mindful that it take a bit of time. So we thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, I have been speaking there to Miss Margaret Belfon, coordinator of the project coordination unit, and Mr. Ronnie Theodore, portfolio manager of the regional disaster vulnerability reduction project within the same unit. And they have been talking to us about some of the projects here in Grenada, and I'm sure they'll come back and tell us what's going in a couple of months in January, where we are, what is going on. But I'm thankful to them for the opportunity they have given to us today. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This has been a program of Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. Join me next week at the same time, where we do this all over again, talking to you about what is happening within our wonderful Tri-Island State, Grenada, Caraco, Pitimarti. And here I am saying to you, have a great week.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.